This is Akashvani. The news read by Anucha Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting regarding the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. India has suspended the Indus Waters Treaty in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil and senior government officials attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, the Jal Shakti Minister said that the historic decision taken by government on the Indus Water Treaty is completely just and in national interest. He stated the government will ensure that not a single drop of water from Indus River reaches Pakistan.
अभी उनके साथ कोई भी संधि आज तक हुई होगी और सभी संधि को रद्द कर देना चाहिए ऐसा मुझे लगता है सरकार ने जो अभी जल संधि को रद्द कर दी है एक अच्छा डिसीजन लिया है
Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday spoke to all chief ministers asking them to identify all Pakistan nationals in their states after India revoked visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. India has revoked all existing visas issued to Pakistanis except long-term visas, diplomatic and official visas with effect from tomorrow. All medical visas issued to Pakistani nationals will be valid only till the 29th of this month and no new visas will be issued in the revoked categories. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has achieved a significant milestone in scramjet engine development by conducting active cooled scramjet subscale combustor ground testing for over 1,000 seconds. The Defence Research and Development Laboratory, which is a Hyderabad-based laboratory of DRDO, yesterday conducted the ground testing at the newly built state-of-the-art Scramjet Connect test facility. The ground test is in continuation of the earlier test reported for 120 seconds in January. With the successful test, the system will be soon ready for full-scale flight-worthy combustor testing. In Punjab, the Border Security Force in another successful anti-terror operation recovered massive cache of arms, ammunition and explosives in Amritsar last evening. The materials recovered include about 5 kilograms of deadly RDX with improvised explosive device circuits, 5 hand grenades with detonators, 220 live cartridges and 4 pistols with magazines. The ammunition concealed in 2 large packets was uncovered from an agricultural field. A total of 191 Pakistani nationals visiting India returned home through the Atari Wagha land route in Punjab's Amritsar yesterday. It comes after the centre set a 48-hour deadline for them to leave the country in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. In line with the Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation, the 15th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. Pope Francis, the head of the worldwide Roman Catholic Church, will be laid to rest at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome today. The funeral mass will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time in the St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. More from our correspondent.
President Murmu reached Rome in Italy yesterday and paid homage to the Pope Francis by laying a wreath at Basilica of St. Peter in Vatican City. The funeral ceremony will conclude with the transfer of the coffin to St. Mary Major in Rome, where the burial will take place. This will be the first papal burial outside the Vatican in more than a century, as the only pope to be buried outside the Vatican in 1903 was Pope Leo XIII. Pope Francis, the first Latin American pope to lead the Roman Catholic Church and sovereign of the Vatican City State, passed away on 21st of April at the age of 88. Manik Sharma, News Desk.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.